Chapter 1. I'm the vampire Lestat. I'm 6 feet tall, have blue-gray eyes that sometimes appear violet, and a lean, athletic build. My hair is blonde and thick and hangs to my shoulders, and over the years, it's become lighter, so that at times it seems pure white. I've been alive on this earth for more than 250 years, and I am truly immortal, having survived any number of assaults on my person and my own suicidal recklessness, only becoming stronger as the result. My face is square, my mouth full and sensual, my nose insignificant, and I'm perhaps one of the most conventional-looking of the undead you'll ever see. Almost all vampires are beautiful. They are picked for their beauty. But I have the boring appeal of a matinee idol, rescued by a fierce and engaging expression. And I speak a brand of easy, rapid English that's contemporary, after 2 centuries of accepting English as the universal language of the undead. Why am I telling you all this, you might ask? You, the members of the Blood Communion, who know me now as the Prince. Am I not the Lestat, so vividly described in Louis's florid memoir? Am I not the same Lestat, who became a super rock star for a brief time in the 1980s, publicizing the secrets of our tribe in film and song? Yes, I am that person, most certainly, perhaps the only vampire known to just about every blood drinker on the planet by name and by sight. Yes, I made those rock videos that revealed our ancient parents, Akasha and Ankiel, and how we might all perish if one or both of them were destroyed. Yes, I wrote other books after my autobiography, and yes, I am indeed the prince, now ruling from my chateau in the remote mountains of France. But it's been many a year since I addressed you directly, and some of you weren't born when I penned my autobiography. Some of you weren't born to darkness until very recently, and some of you might not believe in the story of the vampire Lestat as it's been related to you, or the history of how Lestat became the host to the sacred core of all the tribe, and then finally, released from that burden, survived as the ruler upon whom order and survival now depend. Make no mistake, the books Prince Lestat and Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis were penned by me, and all they related has indeed happened, and those many blood drinkers described in the 2 books are accurately portrayed. But the time has come for me, once again, to address you intimately and to shape this narrative in my own inimitable and informal fashion, as I seek to relate to you all that I think you should know. And the first thing which I must tell you is that I write now for you, for my fellow blood drinkers, the members of the Blood Communion, and no one else. Of course this book will fall into mortal hands, but it will be perceived as fiction, no matter how obvious it may be that it is not. All the books of the Vampire Chronicles have been received as fiction the world over, and always have been. The few mortals who interact with me in the vicinity of my ancestral home believe me to be an eccentric human who enjoys impersonating a vampire, the leader of a strange cult of like-minded vampire impersonators who gather under my roof to engage in romantic retreats from the busy modern world. This remains our greatest protection, this cynical dismissal of us as real, true monsters, in an era that just might be more dangerous to us than any other through which we've lived. But I will not dwell on the matter in this narrative. The story I'm going to tell has little or nothing to do with the modern world. It's a tale as old as tale-telling itself, about the struggle of individuals to find and defend their place in a timeless universe, alongside all the other children of the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars. But it is important for me to say, as this story begins, that I was as resentful and confused by my human nature as I'd ever been. If you do go back to my autobiography, you'll likely see how much I wanted humans to believe in us, how boldly I shaped my narrative as a challenge. Come! Fight us! Wipe us out! There ran in my Frenchman's blood only 1 acceptable version of glory, making history among mortal women and men. And, as I prepared for my one and only rock concert in San Francisco in the year 1984, I did...